ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 16, Verse 26. The chapter entitled Krishna Chastises the Serpent Kaliya. एवं परिब्रह्म हतौजसं उन्नतांसं आनाम्यतत् पृथुशिरसु आदिरुधा आद्यौ तन्मूर्धरत्ननिकर स्पर्शति ताम्रा पादाम्बुजो किल कालदि गुरुर्नानर्ता एवं परिब्रह्म तौजसं उन्नतांसं आनाम्यतत् पृथुशिरसु आदिरुदा आद्या तन्मूर्धरत्न निकरा स्पर्शति ताम्रा पादाम्बुजो किल कालदि गुरुर्ननर्ता एवं परिब्रह्म तौजसं उन्नतांसं आनाम्यतत् पृतु शिरसु आदिरुदा आद्या तन्मूर्धरत्न निकरा स्पर्शति ताम्रा पादाम्बुजो किल कालदि गुरुननाता एवं इन दिस वे Paribrahma, because of the Lord's moving around him. Hata, spoiled. Ojasam, whose strength? Unnata, raised high. Hamsam, whose shoulders? Anamya, making him bend down. Tat, his Prithu Sirasa onto the broad heads Adiruddha having climbed up Adya the ultimate origin of everything Tat his Murda on the heads Ratnanikara the numerous jewels, sparsha, because of touching, atitamra, very much reddened, pada ambuja, whose lotus feet, akila kala, of all arts, adi guru, the original spiritual master, nanartha, began to dance. Translation. Having severely depleted the serpent's strength with his relentless circling, Sri Krishna, the origin of everything, pushed down Kaliya's raised shoulders and mounted his broad serpentine heads. Thus, Lord Sri Krishna, the original master of all fine arts, began to dance. His lotus feet deeply reddened by the touch of the numerous jewels upon the serpent's heads. Purport. Sri Harivamsa states, Sirasa Krishna Jagrasa Swa Hastena Vanamya. Krishna grabbed Kaliya's head with his hand and forced it to bow down. Most people in this world are reluctant to bow down to the Supreme Person, the Absolute Truth. In the contaminated state called material consciousness, we conditioned souls become proud of our insignificant position and are thus reluctant to bow our heads before the Lord. Yet, just as Lord Krishna forcibly pushed Kaliya's heads down and thus defeated him, the Supreme Lord's energy in the form of irresistible time kills all conditioned souls and thus forces them to bow down their arrogant heads. We should therefore give up the artificial position of material life and become faithful servants of the Supreme Lord, enthusiastically bowing down at his lotus feet. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Lord Krishna's lotus feet became red like copper because of their contact with the numerous hard jewels upon the heads of Kaliya. Lord Krishna, with those glowing reddish feet, then began to demonstrate his artistic skill by dancing on the unsteady, moving surface of the serpent's hoods. This extraordinary demonstration of dancing skill was meant for the pleasure of the young woman of Vrindavan, who at this phase of their relationship with Krishna were seriously falling in love with him. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shrimate Devamrita Swamini Tinamine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pasharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Destarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare. So who can actually understand the position of Krishna? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says it's very difficult to understand him. He says, Name Vidu Suragana. You know that famous verse. Krishna says, Aham Adirhi Devanam Maharishinam Cha Sarvasaha. And also in another place, Krishna says that Avajananti Mam Muda Manusim Tanum Asritam Parambhavam Ajananto Mama Bhuta Maheshwaram. Krishna says, you know, fools deride me. People can't understand me, my parambhavam, his supreme position. When we're reading a Krishna book, we can see how, you know, Indra couldn't understand Krishna. And he wanted to destroy the inhabitants of Vrindavan Dham. And Brahma couldn't understand Krishna's position. We know that famous Brahma Vimohan Leela. And Varuna couldn't understand Krishna's position. He tried to arrest Krishna's father. And Agni couldn't understand Krishna's position. He tried to devour the forest along with all the cowherd boys and cows. And covered by some special potency of Krishna, Yoga Maya, Brajabasis couldn't understand Krishna. And at least in one instance, Prabhupada writes, even Balaram was wondering what's going on, because After the Brahma Vimohan Leela, Krishna expanded himself as all the cows and calves and cowherd boys and like this, and they went home. The parents of the boys, they were showing extraordinary affection for Krishna, for the boys, which is usually meant for Krishna. And the cows were showing so much affection for the calves, so Balaram was wondering, is this some kind of demon entered Vrindavan or something like that? And this way, Krishna's position is very difficult to understand. And it's not surprising that Kaliya couldn't understand Krishna. And more or less, we're all ignorant of Krishna's position. Therefore, even while trying to practice Krishna consciousness, we make a lot of mistakes. We make offenses, and therefore we suffer the consequences. But as long as we stay in the fire, like Prabhupada said, if you put an iron in red hot fire, the iron also becomes red hot like fire. But if we take it out of the fire, then we're in trouble. Similarly, if we stay in the association of devotees, we will go through purification, and through the association and prayers of the Vaishnavas, of the devotees, then we have hope. Just like Kaliya, his wives were devotees, so he received special mercy from Krishna. That way we can stay in Krishna consciousness by the prayers of the devotees and through sadhana and like this. One time, Yadubar Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji, they were in the beginning days, they were traveling with Prabhupada and the devotees. And Prabhupada was encouraging them, welcoming them, even giving them tips where to go in India and like this. And one time Prabhupada asked Yadubar Prabhu, "Are you chanting? Are you reading my books?" And Prabhu said, "No." And Prabhupada said, "That means you cannot stay." And Prabhu and Mataji thought Prabhupada is talking about accommodation. Like, "Oh, you cannot stay with us because of this." But no, Prabhupada was actually mentioning that you cannot stay means you will not last. We cannot last in Krishna consciousness if we don't, take what Prabhupada has given us, namely the chanting and reading. And reading this pastime, so many things come to mind. One of the amazing things is Krishna is supreme enjoyer in all situations. There's no anxiety for Krishna, there's no stress, there's no fear whatsoever. He's having fun. Even when Kaliya is biting Krishna in his chest, Krishna is still having fun. And at the same time, we read in the purport that Krishna is bringing his devotees closer to him and increasing their love for him. Different gopis and different devotees that were present, they all had different relationship with Krishna, and Krishna was increasing their love for him. Whatever Guru and Krishna does is simply to increase our love for Krishna. That's the genuine Guru. Some couple of pastimes came to mind. How when Srila Prabhupada was about to end his earthly pastimes, he was about to leave the world, and he wanted to go around Govardhan. He met with His Holiness Lokanath Swami, and he heard the news about the Padayatra project, and Prabhupada was excited. He wanted to go on the bullock cart around Govardhan Hill, and Lokanath Maharaj and other devotees, they thought whatever the Guru wants, that's what we do. And then there were other group of devotees, They discussed with the Kaviraj and they came to the conclusion, this is too harsh for Prabhupada's frail body, this cannot happen. So the Kaviraj told the devotees, only, you know, Prabhupada's body is so weak that he can only last 2 hours in the parikrama like this. So there was discussion going on between the devotees and everybody was pretty much in anxiety. So much in anxiety. And Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, Prabhupada's dear godbrother, was there, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj approached him and, you know, presented the dilemma. This is what's going on. Can you please ask Srila Prabhupada not to go? And Akinchana Das Babaji asked Srila Prabhupada, I don't think, Maharaj, you should go because your health cannot handle. And hearing from his godbrother, Prabhupada said, okay, then I will not go. Then all the devotees present in the room, they started crying. Tamal Krishna Maharaj mentioned to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you know, we were going mad in anxiety, like, you know, this is too much for us. And they were basically saying, thank you for, you know, changing your mind. And Prabhupada was so proud of his disciples' love for him. He said to his godbrother, just see how much they love me. Prabhupada was... And when the devotees expressed to Prabhupada how much anxiety they felt, because Prabhupada wanting to go on Govardhan Hill, and Prabhupada basically said, it's my duty to invoke that sentiments and feelings out of the disciples' heart. And another time, just like Srila Prabhupada's father did, before Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Prabhu, left, Prabhupada's father basically stopped drinking water, and this way, like, you know, he left his body when it was time. So Prabhupada also stopped drinking water. So the disciples, again, you know, they couldn't understand. So Prabhupada explained, you know, this is one of the ways to leave the world. And everybody again, you know, Kirtananda Maharaj and many other disciples, they were in so much anxiety, like, they were begging Prabhupada, like, you know, please Prabhupada stay, please Prabhupada stay. And Prabhupada said, get together all of you, GBC, get together all your, you know, God brothers, and you discuss among yourself, and you pray to Krishna, and then you come back and tell me the final conclusion. Even in, you know, at the end of his life, Prabhupada was showing how important it is, how much he wanted us to cooperate, even in, you know, matters like... So Prabhupada asked the devotees to get together and discuss. So when they came back, and obviously, you know, the devotees wanted Prabhupada to stay. Who would want Prabhupada to leave? And they all came back and they unanimously said, Prabhupada, you know, we would like for you to stay. And Prabhupada basically told them, if I want to stay longer, I can stay. Krishna has given me that choice. So the disciples came back and said, we all want you to stay. And Prabhupada just thought for a second and said, all right. It's just like that, you know. And this way, Prabhupada was drawing out the loving sentiments out of the heart of his disciples. Just like we saw in this pastime of Kaliya, Krishna is performing Leela, but again, ultimately was, you know, bringing his devotees closer and for the pleasure of devotees. And not just Prabhupada was focused on Govardhan Hill as he was leaving the world. Prabhupada's heart was always in spreading Krishna consciousness. We all know that from, you know, hearing from Prabhupada disciples and Leela Amrita like that. Prabhupada said, at the end of his life, he said, I wanted to go to New York, and I want to die preaching in New York. And Prabhupada said, in case I leave my body in New York, he said, just bury me on the top of the 55th Street Temple roof, you can build a tomb for me in the 55th Street Temple of New York. And this way, you know, Prabhupada was showing the devotees, even in his last days, last moments, the important things that a devotee should develop in or his life, his or her life. And by reading Prabhupada's books, we can understand these things. It's so deep. Like devotees ask Srila Prabhupada, by ordinary literary standards, you know, there shouldn't be any repetition. And anybody read Prabhupada's books, we know Prabhupada repeats. And Prabhupada said, it's not enough to say that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God at once. Prabhupada said he wanted to say that in every one of his purports. Prabhupada said that's what makes his books special. And just like tomorrow we're celebrating Gaura Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Krishna Prema and his golden complexion in the Padma River for Narottam Das Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered the Padmavati River, he told the river personified, he said, I'm leaving this Krishna Prema. When Narottam Das Thakur comes, you give it to him. And she asked, how would I know who's Narottam Das Thakur? And Mahaprabhu said, as soon as he steps in the water, you will start bubbling, you will start overflowing. That's how you will know. So when Narottam Das, long pastime short, when he entered, basically he got whatever potencies Mahaprabhu left in the waters. Not just that, he also developed the golden complexion of Mahaprabhu. He was not golden before that, he was darkest complexion. And he went mad in ecstasy of love of Gaura and Krishna and like this. So when we are reading Srila Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada has left for us the mercy and the potency of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his books. And from our experience we know, and also from seeing others receiving books, we know whoever reads Prabhupada's books, they're definitely influenced. You can go to so many temples, holy places, you can go to, you know, dhams, but even growing up, you know, we go to some holy places, we take bath, we buy some toys, we talk nonsense and go away. It's just same, just go back to the same old. But anybody comes to Krishna Balaram temple, like every morning we're hearing scores just under this tree, 900 people receiving books, somewhere else 1,000 books. It's just an extraordinary thing, actually, for a conditioned soul wandering in the cycle of birth. To come to Vrindavan is extraordinary, but to come to Krishna Balaram temple and receive one of Prabhupada's books, that's definitely heart-transforming experience a conditioned soul can have. And it's very powerful, because all over India, all over West nowadays, there's so many Mayavadis teaching spirituality. But unless somebody reads Prabhupada's books, it's not possible to understand what is spirituality. Because Prabhupada is Trikala Gya, and he wrote books for past, present and future. My Guru Maharaj, Devamrita Maharaj, when he was new devotee, he was reading Prabhupada's books, and Prabhupada kept condemning demigod worship. And back then, there was not really much demigod worship in the West. And even when my Guru Maharaj came as a brahmachari, he came to Krishna Balaram temple, even to Mayapur, he was in Juhu. So he was wondering, I didn't see any demigod worship, there's no demigod worship in the West, like why Prabhupada keeps condemning. So he asked Jayadvaita Brahmachari at that time, like what is this? And Jayadvaita Maharaj told my Guru Maharaj,
But we don't see what's coming, what's going to come. So Prabhupada is writing for the future like that. But now my Guru Maharaj was laughing because when he goes to present Krishna consciousness in Australia, New Zealand, people are wearing Ganesh t-shirt and Hanuman t-shirt and they're all discussing among themselves, oh, I'm into Kali and who are you into? Oh, I'm into Hanuman and what about you? Oh, I'm into Ganesh, like this. So Prabhupada's books are very potent, very powerful. There's no, compromise. Prabhupada was very strict in the principle. Like one time, in my book stall, book table, we gave a book to this person. And then we usually say, oh, these are books on yoga, meditation, they help relieve stress, like that. But then the person opens the spiritual yoga books and Prabhupada is quoting Rishabhdev saying, you're just like an animal, you're just like a hog, you're a dog, you're a camel, you're an ass, you're just chewing the chewed, you're wasting your life like that. And I was praying, Krishna, please, But he took the book and he said, it's not talking about yoga meditation. I said, this is, very deep yoga meditation, not just superficial stretching. This is the philosophy behind yoga meditation. We have to come out of the false identification like this. Luckily, this person took the book. So it's no joke when somebody reads Prabhupada's books, immediately there's, transformation. One devotee used to go to yoga places and do kirtan. And again, he distributed books to the yoginis. And one lady got a book and she was reading Yamuna, Prabhupada quoting Yamunacharya. That famous sloka, Yadavadi Mama Chitta Padaravinde Mukhavikari Shishtu Nishtivanamcha. Prabhupada says, Yamunacharya was a king, he was into sense pleasure, but then when he took to Krishna consciousness, he became disgusted with sex pleasure and his spit at the thought, Prabhupada said. So this yogini was asking the devotee, what's wrong with this guy, Yamuna Karya? He's missing out on the goal of life. So this way, people are shocked when they read Prabhupada books, but that's what we needed in Kali Yuga. We need this heart surgery, not just some, hodgepodge spirituality. Just like I came to India recently because my mother left her body suddenly. She was initiated disciple. She was my god sister, Devamrita Maharaj disciple. And 25 years ago, we were just in New Zealand. Just like most Indians, we go there searching for dollars and chasing dollars. No clue what's going on, what to do, learning everything. We try to escape Krishna, but Krishna is standing there in the streets of New Zealand, Australia, New York, and like this. So I just innocently received one book from a friend, and then my mother and I, we started reading the books, and then completely changed our life. We were just insignificant jiva souls, just completely lost. But just reading one small book by Srila Prabhupada, I didn't even know English at that time. It just completely changed my life and also my mother. She was wondering what my boy is getting into. She comes from Sri Vaishnava family, so she was happy to see I'm reading Vaishnava books. And then we read Bhagavatam, we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book, Gita, like that. For 25 years, pretty much she cooked for my Guru Maharaj so many occasions. Anytime he come to India, she'll fly with her crew and she'll be his cook. And so much service, she fed so many devotees over the years. And her health was getting bad, nothing terminal, but the doctors were saying if she, she's having all this problem, and then she just left her body in the sleep. When I flew from US, I went to her room. First thing I was looking for is her beads. And sure enough, he was in the bed like, you know, 16 rounds completed. So I was just thinking like, how amazing, you know, just few, what is it, 20, 25 years? That's like nothing. The demigods are shocked how short-lived we are as human beings. We are like insects. The Prabhupada says this is like Diwali insect in Mayapur. It takes birth, grows up and have sex and have babies. And then by the time sunrise, it's already dead, old and dead. So just few short years of service, and her funeral was just like a festival. It didn't even feel like a funeral. So much auspiciousness, so much mercy, so much celebration. So much mercy was coming from the Sri Vaishnava side, and so much mercy was coming from ISKCON side, and it was incredible actually to witness. Was so hope-giving. And Srila Prabhupada actually said one time to Giriraj Maharaj that, you know, reading my books will keep them in Krishna consciousness, speaking about the devotees. Somebody reads my books, they will stay in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said, distributing my books will keep them happy in Krishna consciousness. So this is our fortune. We come across Krishna consciousness, Krishna Leela, Krishna pastime through a bona fide representative, Srila Prabhupada. And by reading, we will become strong in our spiritual practices. And by distributing, we'll become very happy, Srila Prabhupada. It'll keep us happy in Krishna consciousness. And it's so authorized. Because if you type any time in Google Vrindavan, there's so many sites cluelessly talking about anything and everything except, you know, what the pastime is about. By reading Prabhupada's books, we understand deeply what it's about. We are not cheated. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came during his Vrindavan travels to this Akrura Tirtha with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And all the villagers were rushing, just like we see outside, like everybody's rushing someplace. And when Balabhadra Bhattacharya asked the devotees, where are you all going? He said, oh, Krishna is actually dancing on the heads of Kaliya. So we are all going to see that at night time, this darshan of Krishna dancing on Kaliya. So this went on 3 days. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya was also inspired. So he asked Mahaprabhu, can I please go? Mahaprabhu said, go where? So I want to go and see Krishna dancing on Kaliya. Mahaprabhu gave him a slap, lovingly. So what nonsense, where do you read that Krishna is coming and dancing in Kali Yuga on the heads of Kaliya? He says, Krishna Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna dances in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name on the tongue, like serpent like our tongue. So Mahaprabhu didn't allow him and didn't approve that. And then later one local gentleman came and told Mahaprabhu, who was actually a fisherman on his boat, going up and down, like, you know, catching fish with his lantern. So the locals thought it was, you know, the jewels on Kaliya's head was glittering. So we can see where we are getting, where Srila Prabhupada is getting, you know, this authorized message. And recently I was in Mayapur with, you know, my spiritual master. I didn't see him for like 4 years when we heard Devamrita Maharaj will be in Mayapur. So I went to meet with him after 4 years. It was the longest separation this ever been. And he gave us darshan to the disciples. And he was mentioning, talking about Mayapur, he was mentioning how this is like lap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being in Mayapur. And he said it's like Mahaprabhu's bedroom. So here,
it's like being in the lap of Krishna. This is Krishna's bedroom.
And there in Mayapur, he was pointing out, asking us, did you notice how easy it is for us to chant the holy names? At least for him it is, but, you know. So he was mentioning, like, don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted another day in the Dham, dashing here, dashing there, like talking nonsense, shopping. He says, you have to give priority to the holy name. He said, being in the Dham means chanting, chanting, chanting. He said, wherever you are in the world, you have to give pride of place for the holy name. The most important activity, wherever we are in the world, he said that we have to give importance to chanting. What to speak of being in the Dham? It's not easy in a sense to be here. But whoever is here serving thousands of obeisances unto your lotus feet can't even, you know, stay here for a week. It's so purifying. It's not easy, but chanting and mercy of Guru and Radharani, Srimati Radharani, we can recharge, at least those who are visiting. And one time in Atlanta, Georgia, Srila Prabhupada was there, and Swas Prabhu, temple president from Los Angeles Temple, so he asked Srila Prabhupada this question, knowing that, you know, book distribution, preaching is very dear to Srila Prabhupada. So Swas Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, like, how can we become empowered in our service? I mean, his service was book distribution. And Prabhupada told him that if you want to be empowered, he said, you have to chant all your rounds without interruption. Prabhupada told him, that's the secret. Without interruption, we got to do the, we have to do the chanting. If we do that, then we get strength. And wherever we are in the world, Atta Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriye Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. We can realize Krishna. Srila Prabhupada used to say, just through tongue, taking prasadam. Like Srila Prabhupada said one time in Australia, distribute them nice paneer and kachoris and samosas, because philosophy they cannot digest. But nobody will argue against samosa. If you give them a nice big samosa, nobody will argue with you. So this way we can experience. And tomorrow is Gaura Purnima, our Gaudiya New Year, most important day in the year. Like my guru gave a class recently in Nityananda Trayodashi. He said, write down all the things that are stopping you from becoming Krishna conscious. Write down all your excuses in a piece of paper. How you cannot become Krishna conscious. All your excuses, write them in a paper, crumble them up, and throw them out of the window, because Nityananda Prabhu can make it possible. And same thing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, recently we were in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house, we were singing the song, Gaura Bole Nitai Den Sakale Sambal. Anybody who chants Gaura's name, Nityananda promises, I'll give them everything they need. I'll bless them with everything. So, if we want to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we chant the names of Nityananda Prabhu. If we want to please Nityananda Prabhu, we chant the names of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If we want to please them both, then we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is the easiest way to worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by chanting his names and distributing the holy names. And this way, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvise Namaha. It's not easy to understand, just like we were reading, we were discussing. Not easy to understand Krishna, but Mahaprabhu can give us this understanding, this love of Krishna. In this way we can have taste. When we have taste, then we go long distance in our Krishna consciousness. And short life in Krishna consciousness, we have a very beautiful destination, more service to Krishna. So you stop here, any of the senior Vaishnavas, any of the devotees have any comments or corrections, questions? Yes, Prabhu.
The power boys, I mean, they're absorbing Krishna and always calling out his name, but they weren't like chanting any rounds as far as, I mean, they're like Arjuna, you know, he's a military leader, king, and he has to do his duties. There's very Krishna conscious people who are chanting rounds. So can someone just do their duties very meticulously, very carefully, focusing on their services? I mean, they should chant the rounds, but if they're fully engaged doing that, they also get some similar type of benefit for awakening their devotional service?
Thank you. That's a very nice question. Being in the managerial position, I'm sure you're experiencing this with the devotees. So, actually what happens is, Krishnadas Kaviraj says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like if you don't eat nutritious foodstuffs, you'll become weak gradually. Just like coming from the West and eating rasagulla and roti and starting to feel it, like I'm not eating the greens and like that. So if we don't hear and chant, we can only go on with service so long, and then we start to experience the spiritual weakness. So one cannot go on without the other. So we, at least, unless somebody is an extraordinary soul, for most people in Kali Yuga, we have to hear and chant every day. Otherwise, we gradually, I'm sure you've seen it, like people, devotees fall down, fall weak, and all kinds of anarthas and doubts come. So we have to make that a priority, otherwise we cannot give. Just like we come here from the West to recharge, because how much can you keep giving? So we have to have something to give. Is that okay, Brahm?
Yes, it is part of the diet. We're all spiritually diseased. So chanting, Prabhupada says, you should also read. Read is a must. Chanting and reading together. My question is, you mentioned that in the Holy Dham it's easy to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So how about in the West? How could you make chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra easy also? Because if one goes back to the West,
yes,
bhakti is a little difficult to, yes, perform. So how can one make oneself become enthusiastic, inspired, chanting and perform all these different angas?
At least personally, I find it, if we are spreading Krishna consciousness, then all the Krishna saves us from all these shortcomings. Whatever we are lacking, there is some juice, some mercy, we are able to carry on with Krishna consciousness. But we know different devotees, very sincere devotees, householders, like, you know, they have both husband, wife, working, and children are in school and like that. So they expressed to me that, you know, sometimes it is difficult to chant. It's not automatic. Because chanting is actually a gift, it's mercy. So if we have Krishna's mercy, devotee's mercy, it becomes easy to chant. But if we want to live a selfish life, then, you know, it's like eating hay or something. It's like no rasa. So those who take risk, those who say, it's just like personal. Krishna is the person. If he sees that, you know, we have good intention, we work hard for him, we live in a life of sacrifice, then there's mercy, then chanting is there. We want to live like, you know, just making more and more and more money, then there's no rasa. That's, unfortunately, that's what's happening. If we assist the preachers, then at least that much we can do. Everybody can assist the preachers, book distributors.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your beautiful class. So can you do one comment regarding on this topic?
Yes.
Because my wife, she cannot cook properly. So she worshipped it. So I take this responsibility for cooking. So when I cook, that I always hear Gopak lecture. Same question what Maharaj is asking for how devotee as a associate devotees, the devotional activities. Many devotees ask me, Prabhu, we stay in the West country, there is no such devotee for association. How we can associate with them? So Prabhupada said in his lecture, so we can associate with Arjun. Arjun is a pure devotee of Krishna. So you take Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita, you can associate with Arjun and Krishna. Similarly, Prabhupada is pure devotee of Krishna. So in one lecture, a television program, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, after you die, what will happen in your society? Srila Prabhupada said, immediately, I will never die. I will live in my books. If we read Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully, we can associate with Srila Prabhupada every day, every moment. And we can change our life.
Yes. Thank you, but the point is, we have to have service. Without service attitude, even, I know people are reading Prabhupada books, listening to lectures, but when you approach them, Prabhu, can you do this thing? Always excuses. They're millionaires, but they won't even give $10 to sponsor a Bhagavad Gita. These are all our devotees. I'm nobody to judge, but I'm just saying, how will you get a ruchi to chant? So, service and sadhana, they have to be both. Of course, anywhere in the world you can connect with pure devotee and chant. But if you're doing it nicely, the result should be showing in our service attitude. That's what I was saying. That way we get ruchi. If somebody is serving nicely, they automatically want to chant. They wish chanting. Otherwise, if Krishna don't allow.
Both should be together, chanting and reading. If we read, then we can understand the test, original test, how we can chant. Actually, Maharaj brought out this point.
Mm-hmm.
We should read and chant.
Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else? Is anybody else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.